This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath launched the Kumbh Vani channel of Akashvani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister expressed confidence that Kumbh Vani will not only reach new heights of popularity but also extend the spirit of Mahakumbh to remote villages where many people, despite their desire, cannot physically attend the event. He said Prasar Bharati has beautifully captured the essence of Mahakumbh through Kumbh Vani. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan joined the program virtually and expressed gratitude to the Chief Minister for launching the radio channel. President Draupadi Murmu today arrived at Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar to grace the valedictory session of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention at present the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman Awards. Accompanying the President were External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, Orissa Governor Hari Babu Kambampati, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other dignitaries. The event aims to honour the significant contributions of the Indian diaspora to India's progress and global image. Union External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said, "Progress is superficial until the human side is addressed." He said, "Gender equality and women's development are integral to India's foreign policy and international relations." Chairing the fourth plenary session of the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas in Bhubaneswar today on the theme Diaspora Divas, celebrating women's leadership and influence, Nari Shakti, Dr. Jaishankar reflected on the deep-rooted issues in society that impact development, particularly for women. He emphasized that societal change goes beyond addressing visible and simple challenges. The notification has been issued for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held on the 5th of next month. With the issuance of notification, the process of nomination has begun for election for 70 seats in the national capital. Nominations can be filled till the 17th of this month. Last date of withdrawal of nomination is 20 January. The counting of votes will take place on the 8th of February. The election is likely to witness a triangular contest between the Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress. In Chhattisgarh, 13 Maoists have surrendered in Bijapur district. These Maoists surrendered before the senior officers of police and CRPF. A total reward of 13 lakh rupees were declared on these Maoists. Of these, a reward of 5 lakh rupees each was declared on 2 Maoists and 1 lakh rupees each on 3 other Maoists. These are accused of being involved in various incidents. The superintendent of police said that the surrendered Maoists have been provided an amount of rupees 25,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the Chhattisgarh government. In the United States, at least 10 people have been killed due to the out-of-control wildfire that is ripping across part of Los Angeles. Officials warned that the actual toll will remain unclear until it's safe for the investigators to access neighborhood areas. Nearly 180,000 residents in Los Angeles country have been ordered to evacuate as the fires rage on. Over 5,300 structures may have been destroyed, including houses and schools. The Palisades fire burning between Malibu and Santa Monica is the most destructive wildfire ever to hit the area. A fresh fire erupted last evening in the West Hills neighborhood of Los Angeles, rapidly consuming over 900 acres within hours. India has extended humanitarian assistance for the people of Cuba in the aftermath of Hurricane Rafael. In a social media post, Minister of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a consignment in the form of essential medicines comprising antibiotics, antipyretics, painkillers, ORS, and muscle relaxants has departed for Cuba today. Around 26 Delhi-bound trains, including Prayagraj Express, Sampurna Kranti Express, and Shram Shakti Express have been delayed due to dense fog conditions in Delhi and adjoining areas. More than 100 flights have also been delayed at the IGI airport because of low visibility. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.